今天早上我们又回到这个传道书。
This morning we return to Ecclesiastes.
打开圣经传道书第五章第一节到第七节。
Please open up your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 1 to 7.
传道书第五章第一节，你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为近前听胜过愚昧人的献祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶，你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要复少，事物多就令人做梦，言语多就是处愚昧，你向神许愿，偿还不可迟延，因他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你许的愿应当偿还，你许愿不还，不如不许。不可任你的口使肉体犯罪，也不可在祭司面前说是错许的。为何使神因你的声音发怒，败坏你手所做的呢？多梦、多梦和多言，其中多有虚幻。你只要敬畏神。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 1 to 7. Guard your steps as you go to the house of God and draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know they are doing evil. Do not be hasty in word or impulsive in thought to bring up a matter in the presence of God. For God is in heaven and you are on the earth. Therefore, let your words be few. For the dream comes through much effort and the voice of a fool through many words. When you make a vow to God, do not be late in paying it, for he takes no delight in fools. Pay what you vow. It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. Do not let your speech cause you to sin, and do not say in the presence of the messenger of God that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry on account of your voice and destroy the work of your hands? For in many dreams and in many words there is emptiness. Rather, fear God.
我传道书第四章谈到所罗门王对周围所发生的事情感到不公平。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, it describes how King Solomon felt the injustice of the things that's happening around him.
而且是虚空的。
And they're all in vanity.
他看到不公平的事情发生在法庭里面。
And he saw unjust things happening in the courts.
有势力的人欺压那些无能为力的人。
And those with power were oppressing those without.
而且没有人去安慰他们。
And there's no comfort for those.
那么在工厂和经商的地方。
And the marketplace.
那么他看到人的工作的成就所引起的嫉妒。
And he saw the envy that arises from people's accomplishments.
那么人为了竞争而拼命的劳碌。
And because of trying to outdo the other, they keep working.
然后同时他在人生的道路上他观察到人需要别人。
And in the path of life, he realized that men need others.
不能够独自的生存。
They cannot live alone.
所以在传道书第四章第九节这么说。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 it says,
两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。
Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor.
然后最后他在王宫里面。
Finally, in the court.
他看到政权的不稳定和民生的改变。
He saw the shiftiness of the power.
所罗门王去过法庭。
So King Solomon has been to the courts.
到过工厂和经商的地方。
He has been to the factories and the workplace and the marketplaces.
然后走过人生的道路，还有生活在这个王宫里面。
He has walked the path of life and he lived in the palace.
那么现在他来到圣殿。
So now he comes to the temple.
啊, 这个圣殿也是他自己造的。
This is a temple that he built.
我们在圣殿里面, 他看到人群来来往往,
and he saw the crowds coming and going.
然后人们在赞美神,
and people are praising God.
啊, 他们在祷告, 献祭, 还有许愿,
and they're praying, they're offering sacrifices, and they're making vows.
啊, 他发觉到这些到圣殿来敬拜神的人,
and he realized those who were coming to worship in the temple.
啊, 很多都不是真心的,
many of them did not come with a true heart.
啊, 当他们离开圣殿之后,
and after they leave the temple,
啊, 他们的属灵生命跟之前没有两样,
there's no difference in the aspect of their spiritual life.
啊, 到目前为止,
and to this point,
所罗门王只是谈到他所观察到的事情,
King Solomon only spoke of the things that he had observed.
所以当他进入传道书第五章的时候,
so when he entered Ecclesiastes chapter 5,
除了观察,
besides observation,
啊, 他也以自己的看法来劝勉这些到圣殿里面敬拜神的人,
he also used his personal views to exhort those who come to the temple to worship.
他劝勉人, 要在神的家要谨慎,
he cautioned them to be careful in God's house.
啊, 他的劝勉一共有三方面, 就是按照今天我们所看的经文,
and there are three aspects.
所以在神的家里面, 我们要谨慎,
so we must guard our steps in God's house.
所以第一点, 所罗门王说, 我们应当有一个正确的敬拜,
first is that we must have proper worship.
在五章第一节, 他说, 你到神的殿要谨慎脚步, 因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人的献祭, 啊, 他们本不知道所做的是恶。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1, guard your steps as you go to the house of God and draw near to listen, rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know they are doing evil.
所以所罗门王劝勉那些, 到圣殿里面去敬拜神的人,
so King Solomon exhorts those who were going to worship in God's house,
啊, 要存着一个谨慎的心,
that they must have the proper heart,
啊, 不可以随便,
it's not just going nonchalantly.
然后这节经文告诉我们, 我们应当顺服神的话语,
and here it says that we ought to obey God's word.
因为 听从神的话语胜过愚昧人的献祭,
because to listen is better than sacrifices of fools.
啊, 但是这些愚昧的人只是献祭,
these foolish people only offer sacrifice,
而没有听从神的话语,
but they do not listen to God's word.
我们根据撒母记第, 啊, 记上第15章第22节这么说,
and according to 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22,
撒母说, 耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭, 岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢? 听命胜于献祭, 顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
Samuel said, has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
所以当时的人是以这个动物来献上给神,
so the people of that time offered animals as sacrifices to God.
啊, 但是今天我们被教导说, 我们应当把我们身体当作活祭献上给神,
but today we're taught that we ought to offer ourselves as living sacrifices to God.
啊, 就如保罗在罗马书第12章第一节说,
just as Paul says in Romans 12:1,
所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将身体献上, 当作活祭, 是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你们如此侍奉, 乃是理所当然的。
Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
我们不需要以这个动物来作为献祭,
we do not need to offer up animal sacrifices.
但是我们是以我们的身体当为活祭献上给神,
but we need to offer ourselves as living sacrifices to God.
因为主耶稣已经在十字架上成为那个赎罪祭,
because Jesus has already become the propitiation on the cross.
啊, 当我们来到神的面前的时候,
As we come before God,
我们的祭可以包括我们带领这些信耶稣的人。
Our sacrifice could be bring others to God.
或者我们所奉献的金钱。
Or the money that we offer.
我们的赞美。
Or our praise.
我们的行善还有捐书的事情。
And in our actions.
一颗忧伤的灵在神的面前是一个献祭。
A broken and contrite heart before God is also a sacrifice.
我们的祷告在神的面前也是一个献祭。
Our prayers before God is also a sacrifice.
那么这些献祭都很重要。
All these sacrifices are important.
但是更加重要的是我们应当听从神的话语。
But more importantly, we ought to listen and obey God's word.
所以我们的献祭不能够代替我们对神的顺服。
So our sacrifices cannot replace our obedience to God.
我们在旧约圣经里面，扫罗就是一个很好的例子。
And in the Old Testament, Saul was a good example.
他没有遵守神的命令。
He did not obey God's commands.
他以为献祭能够讨到神的喜悦。
He thought that sacrifices would be pleasing to God.
但是撒母却对他说，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And yet Samuel tells Saul that it is better to listen to God more than sacrifices.
那么所以献祭如果没有顺从的话，是愚昧人的献祭。
So, to offer up sacrifices without obedience is a foolish sacrifice.
然后只有愚昧的人以为自己能够欺骗神。
Only foolish people believe that they can fool God.
然后愚昧的人以为自己做的是好的。
Only the foolish person believe that what he is doing is good.
但是圣经说确实是恶的。
Yet, the Bible tells it that it was evil.
就这里所说，他们本不知道所做的是恶。
Just like what it says here, for they do not know they are doing evil.
所以当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们必须要顺服神。
So as we come before God, we must obey God.
然后除去我们心中的罪恶，过一个圣洁的生活。
And remove the sins from our lives and live a holy life.
那么神只是喜悦那些清新而且圣洁的敬拜。
God only delights in those who, the worship of those who are pure and holy.
然后如果我们的心中存着这种罪恶来到圣殿来敬拜神，
If our heart is filled with evil as we come to worship God,
我们的敬拜不能够蒙神的喜悦。
Our worship is not pleasing to God.
一个蒙神喜悦的敬拜，
Worship that's pleasing to God,
不是献祭，
It's not sacrifice,
而是一个顺服神的心和一个圣洁的心。
But it's a heart that obeys God and is holy.
那么敬拜神在教会是最高的侍奉。
And worship is the highest ministry in the church.
那么因此我们必须以心灵和诚实来敬拜这位神。
So we need to worship God in truth and in spirit.
那么当撒玛利亚妇人问耶稣提到这个敬拜的时候，
And when the Samaritan woman asked Jesus about worship,
然后主耶稣就对他说，
Jesus tells her,
他说时候将到，如今就是了，那真拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
But an hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
那么以赛亚书第六章描述到先知以赛亚对神的敬拜。
And in the book of Isaiah, it describes how the prophet Isaiah worshiped God.
那么先知以赛亚看到神坐在那个高高的宝座上。
And Isaiah saw God sitting on the throne.
然后并且有这个这些天使包围着他。
And he's surrounded by the angels.
那么这些天使呼喊说，圣在圣在圣在，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And the angels called out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
那时我说，灾祸 我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不圣洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
那么先知呀，先知，这个先知以赛亚看到神的伟大还有圣洁。
And the prophet Isaiah saw God's greatness and his holiness.
然后同时他看到自己的罪恶。
And he saw his own sinfulness.
所以他说，灾祸，我灭亡了。
Thus he said, Woe is me, for I am ruined.
那么这个是以赛亚对神的敬拜。
This is Isaiah's worship towards God.
啊，他看到神的圣洁。
He saw God's holiness.
那么同时他看到自己的罪恶。
And he saw his own sinfulness.
然后不单如此，他存着一个顺服神的心来到神的面前敬拜他。
And not only that, he came to God with an obedient heart to worship.
所以当神问他，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？
Therefore, when God asked, Whom shall I send and who will go for us?
我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Then I said, Here am I, send me.
神喜悦这种敬拜。
God delights in this type of worship.
那么真正的敬拜是当一个人来到神的面前。
A true worship is when a person comes before God.
那么看到还有经历到神的伟大还有圣洁。
He sees and experiences God's holinessAnd greatness.
并且看到自己的罪恶还有自己的渺小。
And he sees his own sinfulness and insignificance.
那么而愿意顺服在神的旨意下。
And is willing to obey God.
有一个经常被误用的一个英文的词句就是 awesome.
There's a word in English that's often misused.
很多人用这个字。
Which is awesome. Many people use this term.
但是很多人不知道 awesome 的真正的意义是什么。
But many people do not understand the true meaning of awesome.
那我去查那个圣经的时候 awesome 是感到畏惧的意思。
And so when I study scripture, awesome is there's a sense of fear.
然后如果你去这个大峡谷的话
So when you go to the Grand Canyon,
你看到这个大峡谷那种壮观
You see the...Majesty of the Grand Canyon.
你感到畏惧。
There's a sense of fear.
或者你看到一座火山在爆发。
Or perhaps you're seeing, watching a volcano erupt.
就是好像最近在夏威夷那座火山它爆发。
For instance, the things happening in Hawaii right now.
然后从山上冒出这个云烟。
And that, all the lava's flowing out.
而且有这个熔岩从山上流下来。
So all the smoke and all the lava flowing.
形成那种壮观的景象。
And it gives a sense of majesty.
你感到那种畏惧。
There's a sense of fear.
所以一个真正敬拜神的人。
So a person who truly worships God.
当他来到神的面前的时候他存着这种畏惧的心。
When he comes to God, there's a sense of fear.
那么这种经历超越过一个人看到这个大峡谷的那种壮观或者一座火山爆发那种壮观。
And this sense exceeds the sense of looking at the canyon or Grand Canyon or watching the volcano erupt.
那么这位神的伟大是人不能够想象的。
And the greatness of God is greater than what we can imagine.
因为他是创造天地万物的主宰。
Because he is the God who created heaven and earth.
然后如果你想要知道这位神是何等的伟大。
If you want to know how great God is.
你可以到旷野去把你的头抬起来。
You can go into the wilderness and lift up your head.
然后我们可以看到神所创造那些万象。
And we can see all the glories of the things that God has created.
所以当以色列人感到很失望的时候
So when the Israelites were disappointed,
那么神借着先知以赛亚告诉他们
Through the prophet Isaiah, God told them.
那甚至说你们将谁比我叫他与我相等呢
To whom then will you liken me that I will be his equal?
你们向上举目看谁创造这万象按数目领处他一一称其名因他的全能又因他的大能大力连一个都不缺。
Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars. The one who leads forth their host by number. He calls them all by name because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one of them is missing.
所以当我们看到这位伟大的神的时候，
So when we see this great God,
这位创造天地万物的主宰，
and the God who created heaven and earth,
将会改变我们对他的敬拜，
it will change our worship towards him,
并且愿意顺服他，
and our willingness to obey him.
所以当我们来到神的面，神的家的时候，
So as we come before God and coming to his home,
我们必须要谨慎。
We must watch our steps.
然后除了有一个正确的敬拜，
Besides proper worship.
那么第二，我们应当有一个正确的祷告。
Second, we need to have proper prayer.
那么借着祷告，我们来到达到神的面前。
And through prayer, we come before God.
当我们来到神的面前，神的家来祷告的时候，
As we come before God to pray.
那么所罗门王告诉我们说，
King Solomon tells us.
你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可兴起发言，因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要富少。
Do not be hasty in the word or impulsive in thought to bring up a matter in the presence of God. For God is in heaven and you are on the earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
然后这节经文说，我们不要冒失开口。
And so here it says that we should not be impulsive or hasty in word.
也不可以急心的发言。
And we should not be impulsive in bringing up a matter.
因为他是神，我们是人。
Because he is God and we are men.
因为他是圣洁的，我们是有罪的。
He is holy and we are sinful.
我们必须要细心的去听。
We must pay attention and listen.
听神要告诉我们的话。
And listen to the things that God has to speak to us.
那比如说我们去朝见一位国王的时候，
For instance, if we go see a king,
我们必须要存着一种敬畏的心来听应当听的。
We must go with a reverent heart and hear what we need to hear.
所以主耶稣在这个马太福音第六章第七节这么说。
So Jesus said in Matthew 6:7,
你们祷告不可以向外邦人用许多重复的话。他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words.
所以当我们来到神面前祷告的时候，我们必须要做好准备。
So as we come before God to pray, we must be prepared.
就如大卫在诗篇141篇第二节说。
Just as David says in Psalm 141, verse
2. 愿我的祷告和香陈列在你面前。愿我的举手祈求如献挽祭。
May my prayer be counted as incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as the evening offering.
那么主耶稣在路加福音第十八章讲了一个祷告的比喻。
And Jesus gave a parable regarding prayer in Luke chapter 18.
他说有两个人在殿里面去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
那法利赛人站着自言自语地祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、故意、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。
The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
I fast twice a week. I pay tithes to all that I get.
那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
But the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner."
我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
I tell you, this man went home to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted.
那么从这个比喻当中，我们看到两种不同的祷告。
And from this parable, we see two different kinds of prayers.
一个是自言自语的祷告。
One is just speaking to yourself.
自言自语的祷告就是那些话多的祷告。
And that's a prayer with many words.
或者尊我自己为大的一个祷告。
Or one that considers himself as great.
或者说一个很自我中心的一个祷告。
Or perhaps a self-centered prayer.
但是我们看到另外一个祷告是为神以神为主的祷告。
But we see the other prayer is one that is focused on God.
那法利赛人的祷告显示人的骄傲。
The Pharisee's prayer showed a man's pride.
那么税吏的祷告显示一个谦卑的人来到神的面前祷告。
And yet the tax collector's prayer is a humble person's prayer to God.
我们都知道圣经里面说神不喜悦骄傲的人。
We know that in scripture, God does not take delight in those who are proud.
而喜悦那些谦卑的人。
But he delights in those who are humble.
所以在彼得前书第五章这么说。
So in 1 Peter chapter 5 it says,
然后就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服因为神阻挡骄傲的人赐恩给谦卑的人。
And all of you, clothe yourself with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以你们要自卑，附在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你升高。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
那可见一个骄傲的人不能够蒙神的喜悦。
So we see that a prideful person cannot be pleasing to God.
那么相对的一个谦卑的人，神必赐福于他。
And humble person, God will bless him.
所以所罗门王在第一节、第二节这么说。
So Solomon says in Ecclesiastes 5:1-2.
他说：“你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人的献祭。他们本不知道所做的是恶。”
Guard your steps as you go to the house of God and draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know they are doing evil.
你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要富少。
Do not be hasty in word or impulsive in thought to bring up a matter in the presence of God, for God is in heaven and you are on the earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
所以从这两节经文我们看到当我们来到神的面前敬拜他的时候。
So from these two verses we see that as we come before God to worship him.
当我们来到神的面前来祷告的时候。
As we come before God to pray.
我们应当多听少讲。
We are to listen more and speak less.
那很多时候我们的祷告好像到餐厅里面点菜一样。
And oftentimes our prayers is like going to a restaurant to order food.
是吗？有没有到餐馆里面吃饭
？Have you been to a restaurant to eat before？
在点菜。
And you're ordering things。
我要这个，我要那个。
I want this, I want that。
所以，当摩西带领以色列人进入旷野的时候
，So when Moses was leading the Israelites into the wilderness，
然后他们所吃的三餐叫做玛纳。
What they ate was manna。
那么以色列人在这个旷野吃玛纳。
And the Israelites ate manna in the wilderness.
没有其他的东西可以吃。
They didn't have other things to eat.
如果我们每天三餐吃 pizza.
If we ate pizza three meals a day.
不只吃一天。
Not just one day.
每一天都吃。
But we eat it every day.
继续的吃40年。
And continuously eating it for 40 years.
必定会好像以色列人开始埋怨了。
We will be like the Israelites complaining.
所以因为这个玛纳的缘故
And because of manna,
所以以色列人就在神的面前申冤
The Israelites complained to God.
所以记载在民数记第十一章
And it's recorded in Numbers chapter 11.
然后以色列人又哭号说谁给我们肉吃呢我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼也记得有黄瓜西瓜不晓得那个什么菜还有蒜啊等等。
The sons of Israel wept again and said, Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we used to eat free in Egypt, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic, but Now our appetite is gone.
啊，现在我们的心且枯竭了。啊，除这玛拿以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。
There's nothing at all to look at except this manna.
那么因此以色列人在摩西的面前伸冤。
So the Israelites complained before Moses.
那么过后，摩西就为他们在神的面前代求。
And Moses prayed to God.
啊，后来神赐给他们肉翅。
And then God gave them meat to eat.
啊，你们不只吃一天两天。
You shall eat not one day nor 2 days.
啊，五天、十天、二十天。
Nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days.
啊，要吃一啊一个整月。
But a whole month.
那么甚至肉从你们的鼻孔啊喷出来。
Until it comes out of your nostrils.
那使你们厌恶了，因为你们厌弃住在你们中间的耶和华，在他面前哭号说：“我们为何出了埃及呢？”
And becomes loathsome to you because you have rejected the Lord who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, "Why did we ever leave Egypt?"
那么因为以色列人的深渊，神的怒气就降临在他们的身上。
And because of the complaints of the Israelites, God's anger came to them.
那么从这里我们看到神不喜悦那些埋怨的人。
And here we see that God does not take delight in those who complain.
所以以色列人在旷野的经历成为我们的警告。
So the Israelites' experience in the wilderness becomes a warning to us.
然后不要在神的面前说我要这个我要那个。
Do not come before God and say, I want this, I want that.
我们应当在神的面前说神啊如果是你的旨意求你成全。
We ought to come before God and say, God, if this is your will, accomplish it.
那么在神的家我们必须要谨慎。
And so we must guard our steps in God's house.
那么第三点就是要小心的许愿。
Third point is be careful of your vows.
然后所罗门王第三个劝勉就是不要随意的许愿。
And so King Solomon's exhortation is don't make vows hastily.
你向神许愿，敞怀不可迟延，因他喜悦愚昧人，所以你许的愿应当敞怀。你许愿不怀，不如不许。
When you make a vow to God, do not be late in paying it, for he takes no delight in fools. Pay what you vow. It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay.
那什么是许愿呢?
And what is a vow?
那许愿是向神所做的承诺。
And a vow is a promise that you make to God.
然后在圣经里面,许愿经常是向神所做的。
And so, in the scripture, there's many times people make vows to God.
那么人向神许愿在圣经里面至少有两个原因。
And there's at least 2 reasons why men make vows to God.
然后第一个原因是人跟神之间那种讨价还价那种过程。
One is the process of bargaining with God.
那比如说旧约圣经的雅各向神许愿。
For instance, Jacob made a vow to God.
然后他说如果神与他同在在路上保佑他
If God would be with him and protect him throughout his journey
那供应他的需要
Providing all his needs
啊，使到他能够平平安安的回到他自己父亲那里去
So he may be able to return home safely
啊，他将会给神十分之一的奉献
Then he would give a tenth of what he has to God
这个是第一个原因
This is the first reason
那么第二个原因呢，是人对神一种神圣的一种奉献。
And the second reason is a holy sacrifice to God.
一个很好的例子就是拿细耳人向神的许愿。
And so, one good example is the Nazarites.
那么拿细耳人他要远离这个世俗的事情而归向耶和华。
The Nazarites would leave the worldly things and belong to God.
啊，他要以这些俗世的事情分别为圣。
And he is to be separated from the worldly things.
那所以他们向神许愿。
So they make a vow to God.
那么除了圣经里面说有许愿。
And besides, the Bible talking about making vows.
然后今天我们这个华人社会文化风俗习惯也有许愿。
And our culture, the Asian culture also have a sense of making vows.
啊，华人农历新年初七记得记不记得
？And the New Year's.
啊，年轻的男女到河边把那个尘丢在河里，有没有做过？
There's a tradition of a male or female go to the river to throw,
然后许一个愿
and make a vow.
那么基督徒在举行这个婚礼的时候
and Christians at weddings.
那么新郎向新娘许一个愿
the groom will make a vow to the bride.
然后新娘向新郎许一个愿
and the bride makes a vow to the groom.
啊、当一个人许愿之后圣经告诉我们必须要把它守住
And the Bible tells us that when you make a vow you must keep it、
啊、特别是要是跟神所许的愿
Especially when you make a vow to God、
啊、特别是像、啊、所谓新郎跟新娘之间所许的愿
Such as the vow made between husband and wife
如果不能够把它守住最好不要许
If you cannot keep it then it's better that you do not make it
啊、换句话说如果你不能够守住这个婚约最好不要结婚这样的意思这样。
So in another word, if you cannot keep the vow of marriage, then you should not get married.
所以所罗门王在这个第五节第六节这么说。
So King Solomon says in verses 5 and 6,
你许愿不还不如不许不可认你的口使肉体犯罪也不可在祭司面前说、啊、是错许了。
It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. Do not let your speech cause you to sin, and do not say in the presence of the messenger of God that it was a mistake.
那么圣经没有要求我们必须要许愿。
The Bible do not demand us to make vows.
啊，但是如果许了愿，必须要把它守住。
But if we make a vow, we must keep it.
那么就如《申命记》第23章第21节、23节这么说。
Just as in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21 and 23 says,
你向耶和华你的神许愿，偿还不可延迟，因为耶和华你的神必定向你追讨。
When you make a vow to the Lord your God, you shall not delay to pay it, for it will be sin in you, and the Lord your God will surely require it of you.
啊，你不偿还就有罪，你若不许愿倒无罪。
However, if you refrain from vowing, it would not be sin to you.
你嘴里所出的就是你口中应许甘心所献的，要照你向耶和华你神所许的愿谨守遵行。
You shall be careful to perform what goes out from your lips, just as you have voluntarily vowed to the Lord your God what you have promised.
所以当我们来到神的圣殿敬拜神的时候
So as we come before God to worship him in his temple
或者说我们来到教会敬拜神的时候
or if we come to church to worship
我们应当第一要有一个正确的敬拜
We must have a proper worship
然后第二呢我们应当有一个正确的祷告
Second, we must have proper prayer
第三不要随便许愿
be careful of your vows.
让我们再用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's be quiet before God.
当我们来到教会来敬拜神的时候
As we come to church to worship God
我们应当以心灵和诚实来敬拜这位伟大的神
We need to worship this great God in truth and in spirit
我们应当有一个很正确的敬拜
We ought to have a proper worship
当我们来到神的圣殿来敬拜他的时候
As we come before God to worship him,
我们必须要谨慎
We must be watchful.
我们不可以随随便便
We cannot come nonchalantly.
我们的祷告应当是正确的
We must have proper prayer.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们如何敬拜。
Heavenly Father, please help us to worship you.
因为每次我们来到这位神的面前敬拜的时候
Because every time we come before God to worship,
我们是敬拜这位万王之王、万主之主。
We're worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
因此我们必须要谨慎
Therefore, we must be watchful.
我们不可以随随便便
And we have to take care.
主啊，求你帮助我们
Please help us.
求你赐给我们智慧
Please give us wisdom.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.